I don't know. Somebody been whipped with an ugly stick, I guess.
A girl?
A dog.
Yeah. Very attractive boy or man?
No, I can't think of anything special.
Or a girl?
No, I can't think of any particular, name. One word.
She's a real...
No.
How about a person who's constantly reading books all the time?
Bookworm.
All right. How about a scholarly type of person? Same with that person?
I would think so, yeah.
How about someone who's just simply intelligent?
Bright.
A name for
them? I can't think of any specific name.
A brain.
Yeah, I guess so. I would think that would imply generally some bookwormishness to it.
Okay. Can you call a person? Say somebody who works with you, who's always doing please the boss, so he can get promoted.
Brown noser.
Any other ones?
Buttlicker or...
Ask his mom.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. How about a child who's always doing that to get special attention from the teacher?
Pet, I would guess.
Okay.
Or any of the other words.
But that would apply to students.
Yeah.
Alright. What do you call the first few grades of school? What do you call that type of school?
Primary.
Well, up through sixth or whatever. Is that right?
Elementary school.
Alright, and what grade does that go through?
Six. Well, it really depends.
Does it? How about when you went to school then?
Some grade structures in Birmingham City Schools, it's on an 8-4 basis. For grades 1 through 8, and then beginning with 9 in high schools. But some people are on 6-3-3, which would be elementary, junior high, and high senior high school.
Do you have middle schools here yet?
No, that's been some debate, yeah.
And would that be 6 through 8 this year?
Right.
What is the purpose of that?
Yeah, the idea is that these particular years, or the young adolescent is just developing and in a special stage in which he needs special attention. And the idea in middle school would be that you would have, first of all, a wide scope of educational areas to explore. Sort of test his wings in a bunch of different areas without having to plunge in any particular one. At the same time, there would be counseling for the particular problems that they would be meeting and also they would be beginning to learn about specialties and things like this. In other words, a preparation for high school.
All right, what kind of a fence is usually found around a playground?
A chain link.
Okay. And what do you call the large area that's enclosed for a basketball game?
Basketball court, I guess. Play area.
Well, it's got more functions than just basketball. Dances
helping. You mean inside?
Yeah,
oh, inside. I'm sorry, gym. I thought you meant outside.
Okay. Are there dances held in gyms?
Yes.
Are there other things besides sports and dances?
Yeah. If it's like the school I went to, that serves as the auditorium, so that means there are plays and any kind of large school gathering would be in the gym. Nowadays, more schools have separate gyms and auditoriums.
What do you call the place where the toilets are in the school?
Bathroom, restroom mostly.
Okay. Were there any children from different ethnic groups in your school?
Italians would be primarily.
Okay. Did you have any feelings for Italians?
I didn't know.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
Well, WAP, primarily.
Dago,
yeah. There's a joke about Johnny Musso, who played for the University of Alabama, and
he won a cup, didn't he?
No, he didn't win the Heisman Trophy, I think.
Heisman.